From Washington, this is VOA News. Progress, but no nuclear deal as yet with Iran. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it is up to Tehran now to show the world and prove that Iran's description of its nuclear program as peaceful is indeed exactly that. Kerry was speaking Saturday in Paris, addressing reporters jointly with the French Foreign Minister, Laurent Fabius. As he has said before, Kerry reported that there has been progress in talks between Iran and the world powers about the country's nuclear program, but that gaps do remain.
We are on the same page. If we didn't think that there was further to go, as Laurent said, we'd have had an agreement already. The reason we don't have an agreement is we believe there are gaps that have to be closed. There are things that have to be done to further strengthen this. We know this.
The P5 plus one, the group negotiating with Iran, hopes to reach a framework agreement, the outline of an eventual full deal by the end of this month. And there is a tentative deadline of June 30th for a final agreement acceptable to both sides. A series of bombings in Maiduguri, capital of Nigeria's Borno State, has taken at least 33 lives and injured dozens. There are later reports that say that that death toll has risen to over 50. Reports say at least three blasts struck the town within a short time Saturday. One of the blasts from a suicide bomber on a rickshaw hit a busy fish market. Another bomb went off at a different market known as the Monday Market. A VO reporter says a group of young vigilantes have barricaded major roadways, detouring traffic and causing panic. Reports from Nigeria say Boko Haram were gathering in the area. This is VOA News. In Mali's capital of Bamako, gunmen shot up a restaurant, killing at least five people and wounding several others. Two Malians, a French national and a Belgian, were killed when the assailants opened fire in a restaurant in Bamako, in a neighborhood popular with expatriates. The nationality of the fifth victim is not clear. French President Francois Hollande denounced the attack, calling it a cowardly act, and adding that security has been stepped up at the French embassy and other French installations in Mali, which is a former French colony. Police have arrested two suspects. They have not revealed their identities, and there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Islamic State militants have destroyed another site containing ancient remains in Iraq. This time it's the 2,000-year-old city of Hatra in northern Iraq. Iraq's Tourism and Antiquities Ministry said the ministry has received reports from its employees in the northern city of Mosul, which is under the control of the radical Islamist group, that the site in Hatra had been demolished Saturday. Officials said it was difficult to confirm the reports, and the ministry had not received any pictures showing the extent of the damage at Hatra, which was named a World Heritage Site in 1987. But one resident in the area told Reuters News Service that he heard a powerful explosion early in the day Saturday and said that other people nearby had reported that Islamic State militant had destroyed some of the larger buildings in Hatra and were bulldozing other parts. Thursday, the militants attacked the remains of the Assyrian city of Nimrud, south of Mosul. The UN envoy for Libya is calling for the European Union to mount a naval blockade of Libya that would prevent the flow of weapons to militants and the illegal export of the country's oil, while also providing something of a security buffer to Libya's nervous northern neighbor, Italy. In an interview published Saturday with an Italian newspaper, Bernardino Leon said he not only favors a blockade, but that it's necessary and the only thing that can be done concretely at this time. Leon said it was certain that such a mission would receive the blessing of the UN Security Council. He gave the interview from Rabat, Morocco, where he is presiding over the first round of talks between representatives of the two rival Libyan parliaments on forming a national unity government. The Israeli Navy opened fire on boats off the coast of the Gaza Strip Saturday, killing one Palestinian fisherman. That according to a Gaza hospital official. Citing security concerns, Israel keeps a naval blockade on Gaza. An Israeli military spokesman said the four vessels had strayed from the fishing zone and that the Israeli army opened fire after the boats did not heed calls to halt. Palestinians say the fishing zone is not big enough to supply the demands of Gaza's 1.8 million people.
That's the latest world news from VOA.